It's time to sound off.
Loud noises!
Hello? Hello? Anybody home?
The Community Sounding Board starts now.
That's an attention getter.
On News Talk 900 KJSK. Now, here's your host, Tony Correa.
10:07 and 37 degrees here at News Talk 900 KJSK, and welcome to another edition of the Community Sounding Board for Thursday, February 13th, 2014. Just two shows left, and ladies and gentlemen, he's here. The man, the myth, the legend, Sammy Nahorny of Sammy Superheroes. He's making his radio debut today. I'm really excited, and we're going to have a little bit of a special event for him here in just a little bit. A little something special for your final time coming on the show and being here with us here on the Community Sounding Board. You're not going to want to miss that. Also, final time, we're going to hear from Columbus Senator Paul Shoemaker and his weekly legislative update. And lastly, a decision to do the right thing is costing two people their jobs in North Platte. We'll talk about that after this KJSK news break. The Lincoln woman accused of accidentally killing 81-year-old former Columbus State Senator Jeannie Roback is fined $100 for the incident. 88-year-old Imogene Bruce entered a plea of no contest for careless driving. She accidentally backed over Roback at a Lincoln Hy-Vee parking lot January 3rd. A lawsuit regarding state driver's licenses is dismissed.
A judge is dismissing a lawsuit challenging Nebraska's denial of driver's licenses to people who were brought into the country illegally as children but allowed to stay under a new federal program. The judge ruled Wednesday the state had not violated the equal protection rights of the youth. The lawsuit was filed by Mara Saldana, a student at Peru State College who was granted deferred action status under an Obama administration program. I'm Susan Littlefield.
A proposal that would end automatic good time credit for violent prisoners in Nebraska is facing scrutiny from lawmakers. Members of the Judiciary Committee questioned yesterday whether the bill would work if adequate rehabilitation programs weren't available in Nebraska's prisons. State Auditor Mike Foley is committing himself to the Nebraska's governor's race, ruling out speculation that he might seek re-election. Foley filed to run for governor on Wednesday, saying he was going to put it all on the line in the crowded Republican primary race. That's your local and state news update on News Talk 900 KJSK and your KJSK weather for today. Right now, your weather for today brought to you by Bob's You Say Pharmacy in Columbus. Bob's You Say Pharmacy open 7 days a week. Looking at mostly sunny skies today, highs in the mid-40s already approaching right there. So it's really looking like a really nice day. Melt some of that snow out there. Overnight, looking mostly cloudy skies, slight chance for some snow. Lows, lower 20s, and Friday, partly sunny skies, slight chance for some snow early, but otherwise should be pretty nice out there with highs in the upper 30s. And today is Employee Legal Awareness Day. It's a day set aside to emphasize the importance of legal education for employees and small businesses and to reduce their risk for legal problems. Certainly a very important day, but today's also a very special day for the greatest mailman that I know, John Yours.
Oh, yes, wait a minute, Mr. Postman. Wait, hey, Mr. Postman.
Yes, John is my old high school buddy, no pun intended on the old part. John and I actually met over 25 years ago, and we have been good friends ever since, despite the fact that he has absolutely lousy taste in sports teams, which are completely opposite from mine, which is why it's lousy taste. He is, however, a great husband to an amazingly tolerant wife and one of the best fathers I know to two wonderful little kids, Timothy and Zoe, and a very supportive and caring friend. So on your 42nd birthday, old friend John, I wish you a very, very happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
That's our little birthday montage to my good friend John Yours, who turned 42 today. But we have another great sounder, probably the greatest sounder ever put on the Community Sounding Board and will ever be for all time. Right here in our studios, one final time, I am pleased to honor and welcome the group with the greatest Community Sounding Board sounder ever.
Sammy's Superhero.
Yes. Sammy's Superheroes is with us. Aaron Nahorny, Amy Williams with us from Sammy's Superheroes. And to make this final visit complete, I'm honored to introduce, making his radio debut, the greatest hero of them all, Sammy Nahorny. Welcome to the Community Sounding Board, Sammy.
Hi.
There you are. Now you're on the air. All right. Congratulations for making your radio debut. I'm really glad to have you on the show. How are you doing today?
Good.
That's great. All right. So, Sammy, you have had one heck of a week, haven't you? So, let's... first off, let's go ahead and talk about, you got a really nice message from an Olympian, didn't you?
Did you get a nice message?
Yes.
You did? Yeah? What'd you get?
From Kurt Tomasevich.
From Kurt Tomasevich.
There you go.
What did he?
Mommy, I got it on the red.
Yeah, you got it all the way on the red. He's looking at the board, and obviously he knows exactly how loud he can be now. So that's great. That's a great job right there. But you got a great greeting from Kurt Tomasevich. I've actually got a chance to interview Kurt before. Really a great guy, and really great that they are promoting Sammy Superheroes and Sammy. By the way, Sammy, how are you doing today? How are you feeling? Is everything going okay?
Good.
You want to say?
And I was. Can I say hi to my kindergarten friends?
Of course. You know what? See, this is why you are a pro at this already. I was going to ask you that. You're
hi,
already
Will.
Jumping on that.
Hi. Hi, Chase.
Say hi, St. Isidore's Kindergarten.
Hi, St. Isidore's Kindergarten.
Hi, Mrs.
Spencer. Hi, Mrs. Spencer.
Hi,
everybody in my class.
And I'm sure
at the radio station.
I think they know you're at the radio station, but that's good stuff there.
Yep, they
that's good stuff there, Sammy. So glad that you could be here and that you
want. No, I told Mom.
Okay.
You're gonna take it to your mom's gonna take over for a little bit. Okay, well that's good. So your mom's the expert on this too. So she taught you well. I'm telling you.
He got his hello in, and that was it.
There you go. You got your hello. That was, okay. Did you want to say another hello?
Hi to grandmas and grandpas and daddy. Just say hi to everyone you love.
No.
You can go ahead and do that all you want.
Hi, Thomas.
Hi.
I got all the way to the...
He's worried about watching.
He
to
loves
see how,
that.
How loud he can be.
He can be as loud as he wants. This is the thing. That's the great thing about radio. You can be as loud as he wants. If it entertains him, that's good.
It's less predictable with a six-year-old in here.
Just a little bit. And you know what? It makes for good radio.
Yeah.
I'm telling you. A heck of a lot better. I guarantee you more people are going to listen to Sammy than they're going to listen to me. I guarantee you that. But actually, I want to turn my attention over to Miss Amy Williams, since she does not like to talk very much, according to a little birdie that told me this. The one thing I want to talk to you about before we go back into talking with the whole thing with Kurt Tomasevich, there was actually something a little bit before that. There was something a little bit before that that was really great this past Saturday that you were at, along with me, for my final broadcast for sports for Three Eagles here. And that was Sammy Superheroes Night over at Columbus High School. That was really, really a great thing that went on down there. Talk a little bit about that and how things went on with that.
We had a cheer clinic at Columbus High, and we had 120 little girls sign up for that. And our theme was Be a Hero. And at night, the girls performed after having a cheer clinic from 8 to noon that morning on Saturday. We performed at the boys' basketball game. And when the girls were picked up after camp, we handed out a note and wanted to encourage everybody to wear their Sammy Superhero shirt. And the gym was full of blue and gold. So
I had known because I would have worn mine for the final day. Because I looked in there and I had gone down earlier in the day, and I saw some of the girls wearing Sammy Superhero shirts warming up. And I was like, well, that's pretty cool that they were wearing that. I was going to let you guys know about that. Then I come in, and I see all of them are warming up with it. And I see all the people are in there. I'm like, oh, it must be Sammy Superheroes Night. Great. I'm glad somebody told me. But I was like, of all the times for it to be my final broadcast for sports.
I'm sorry, I'm so Tony.
I was honored. I was honored to be able to talk about that on the air. And I think it is really great because, like I said, you guys have done such a wonderful job with all of this. So absolutely great that you guys are putting this stuff out there and trying to really push pediatric research to try and help people like Sammy and such like that. It really is important that we get the word out in every way possible. And I was honored to be able to have that as my final broadcast here for Three Eagles. And this is going to be my second to final broadcast. And I'm really excited about that as well. But you guys, as we mentioned earlier, talking with Sammy, that you guys had a really great Facebook message from Kurt Tomasevich. And I guess now this means that Sammy is going to look to try and become a bobsledder here in the near future.
Well, we were watching the YouTube videos all day yesterday in the morning before school when we saw the message, and then last night. And he said, "Mom, I really want to do that." And I was like, "Yeah, I don't think so." But looks kind of fun. So, but it was such a fun, exciting, uplifting, you know, message and day. And what a great man to, you know, reach out to Sammy that way. It was really, really, really sweet.
And if I'm not mistaken, I did go ahead and already copy that the other day on our social media page on facebook.com/community signing board. If not, I'm going to do it again, obviously, because it was a really great message from Kurt. And when I first saw it, I was just totally stunned because, like I said, I don't know, for those of you, for the four listeners that we have here, for those of you who actually know me on my regular Facebook account, there's actually a picture right now with me and Kurt Tomasevich holding his Olympic gold medal from Vancouver. Yeah. So I actually got to meet him 4 years ago. And when I got to meet him and interview him, I think he's a really great down-to-earth guy, really humbled by everything that's been going on to him, for him to reach out that way from so far away and to make this global as it has become. Sammy Superheroes is becoming global now, and you even were talking to me about this because of the orders that are coming in. You just got an order from Turkey for some of your apparel. Yeah. Isn't that correct?
Yeah, we got a picture of someone wearing a t-shirt at the, I think it's the Air Force Base there in Turkey. So that was really cool. I was telling you, we put on our website, just added a map so that we can, put the pictures on there from all over the world where we get them, and we can place mark them and put a picture and with a description. So we're really excited to sort of get that started and, asking people to send us their pictures from wherever they are in the world so that we can, keep spreading. Our goal is to spread awareness. I mean, and like we've talked about, not just national, now we're wanting to take that to an international level. So
we're in the world of Sammy Superheroes,
right? Exactly. Superheroes are everywhere on this planet, not just here in our country, but there are everywhere. And certainly is great to see how well this has been going on and spreading across. Now, I have to tell you, Aaron, you were making my second to last day here very hard because you were talking, you sent me a message talking, you wanted to talk about a certain bill that's in the legislature. And of course I had to go research it because, and I'm thinking, oh, it's going to be a nice little time. And, oh, you want to go ahead and, oh, now I got to do research? Oh, come on. No.
I'll talk about it. You don't have to research it.
But Senator Daniel Conrad's got a bill looking to go through the legislature. And of course, as soon as I saw what it was, obviously I know why you are backing this bill. They want to provide $1.8 million to the University of Nebraska for pediatric cancer research at the University of Nebraska Medical Center. This is a great opportunity. Yeah. And I love the way that this was worded in the actual bill that she put out there. Mm-hmm. She said $1.8 million, $1 per Nebraskan.
Right.
That's really not all that much. And I think that is really great right there.
Yeah.
This is a great opportunity to do some research right here in Nebraska to help with pediatric cancer research.
Yep, definitely. We were excited to be a small part of that, of the Appropriations Committee the other day. We have a friend, her Facebook page is Team Princess Lena, Leyna. And her, Lena, and her family have been advocating for this bill with Senator Conrad. And her mother took a poster board with pictures of all the kids they've met in treatment. And so Sammy got to be on there, and little Charlie Pryster, who's also here in Columbus, was on the poster. And I think, you know, significantly, $1 per Nebraskan is like really nothing. I mean, it's very little, but yet it's very significant in this with this idea. And we really want to back this bill. We want it to pass in its entirety. And that's, you know, that's our goal.
And that is really, like, as you mentioned, we're talking about minimal effect for actual Nebraskans here to be able to do something to really help at home with something that's been very important. It's, as we mentioned, it's not just a Nebraska thing. It's not just a national thing. This is a global thing. This is a worldwide issue. And whether or not the funding is going to here or to any place else, it is... The thing about it is it needs to be done. You need to have this research done, and you need to have these things done. And that is really the most important thing of all, I think. So, and it really is great to see that there are people that are still out there looking to put out the effort to try and help out with these situations, and your story is getting heard. Now, have you talked with Senator Conrad at all, and is she going to have you come up there, come down to Lincoln or for anything? Or
we haven't. At this point, the Allschwede family is really the one who is promoting this bill, and we're just behind them showing our support. But we do know that other families were able to speak at the appropriations meeting the other day, at the committee meeting, and we think that, you know, for them to hear stories from families like us is really, really important. You know, in our case, we've had to travel outside of Nebraska for a lot of SAMHS treatment. And I think that it's important to really consider the effect that that's having on families. And you know, if we were doing more here for childhood cancer here in Nebraska, if there was money for research appropriated here, I think that that would give parents and families the opportunity to keep treatment closer to home, perhaps.
It certainly is. And now, what are some other things that are going to be going on with you guys right now here in the near future?
Well, one fun event that's coming up, I don't have the date specific yet, but I believe that it's March 8th, is going to be at Viera Wireless. They're going to be doing a text-a-thon for Sammy's Superheroes, where, and I'm not sure of all the details yet, but basically they'll have people come in, send texts out to friends or family from their phones in their building, and then a certain there'll be a certain amount donated for each text that's sent. So that, I believe it's going to be March 8th, but there'll be details about that coming up on our Facebook page here shortly. But I think that'll be a fun opportunity for people just to, you know, we're going to challenge everyone to run in and see how many texts they can send.
That sounds really cool. But here's another thing that I'm going to top on this one too, okay? Because since this is going to be your last interview, since it was Sammy's radio debut, we're going to have this on a podcast link. And we're going to have, and I can get you a copy of it as well. I think that what we should also do, see how many likes and listens we can get to the podcast of this show for this segment for Sammy's radio debut, and get a dollar for every one of those. Let's see if we can do something like that too. That would be really, really neat if we can do something like that too. I was thinking about that.
That would be awesome.
And that's the weird thing. It's because you guys are so very special to me. You guys are probably the greatest organization that I've gotten to deal with here on the Community Sounding Board. I really love how approachable not only are you, but you're also very helpful to get me the information that I need, and very, you know, everything that you guys have done has just been very admirable. And Sammy's fight has just been such it touches my heart, because everybody knows how with my wife, I in all honesty, when my wife was diagnosed with colon cancer at age 26, I thought that was, you know, about as low as you can get. I mean, it's like, really, 26 years old and you got it. And then I hear Sammy's story. And it was just really, really tough, really, really amazing to me that it was such a young age and that he's going through so much and he's fighting through so much. And it was really, really important to me to be able to get your word out, to get your story out. And like I said, I don't take credit for anything when it comes to this. You guys have done such a wonderful, fantastic job promoting yourselves and doing all that. But I'm so very glad to have been able to be a part of this and to be able to help you. And even though I'm leaving here and moving down to Nebraska City, I plan on helping out when I'm down there as well to spread the word for Sammy Superheroes down there as well as much as possible. So, but I just want to say thank you very much. I love having you guys on the show. I'm really going to miss seeing you, and I really think that you were great, and I'm so glad that I was able to get Sammy on. When you told me that Sammy wanted to come on the radio, that was, as soon as I found out that I was leaving, that was the first, I actually drove down to your guys' place because I was looking for you guys to let you know, listen, I want Sammy on the show for one of my final days if possible. I'm so glad. If he could come back on here real quick, I got a couple more things for him.
Tony has something
for you.
Come here, he wants to tell you something.
As with many people, radio has just been a fleeting thing with Sammy.
He has to listen so he can hear what he has to tell
so,
you.
So, okay. Sammy, can you hear me, Sammy?
Uh-huh.
Okay, all right. Well, because your mom told me you're a big Yankee fan,
I'm not a big Yankee fan.
You're not a big Yankee fan.
Who is?
My
dad.
Oh, your dad's a big Yankee fan. Well, do you like the Yankees at least?
No.
No?
What do you like?
Red Sox.
Oh, you're killing me, kid.
What he likes is he likes to tease his dad.
Oh, okay. So that's great. Well, that kind of kills this whole thing right here because I had found an extra hat in my closet that I wanted to give Sammy.
Well, good.
So I'm going to give him my New York Yankees hat. But while we were doing that, we did a little thing this week here at the station called Pass the Hat. And a lot of people who already know that, they know that, you know, if you pass the hat around, you get some money for people and stuff like that. And we were able to, it's a small donation, but we were able to get you $26 for Sammy Superheroes, courtesy of the Community Sounding Board and Three Wheels Communications here in Columbus. And I also got you a copy of your theme, your intro. You want a copy of that? This way you can, I have a CD copy of that for you as well. So I guess you can go ahead and give this to your dad, Sam. You can give the hat to your dad. Will that work?
Can you give the hat to
you want to give the hat to your dad?
Can you say yes?
No.
Oh, okay.
we have something for you too, Tony.
Oh, you guys did not have to do that. You guys, this we're supposed to be giving you stuff. You're not supposed to be giving us stuff.
Well, I know. We just appreciate all that you have done, and I think it's been really great to have you as an advocate, and so we have brought you some information, you know, that you can pass along where you're going, and we brought you a hoodie. So,
oh, great!
Sammy Superheroes. Not that you'll need it today because it's like actually warmed up.
Yeah, it is quite warm, but I guarantee you, I'll probably use it at some point. If not, we'll give it to my wife too. She loves hoodies. So, but you guys are doing so great. I'm so glad to have been a part of all of this. I really wish you guys the best of luck. And I know this is, I'm not going to say goodbye because it's not going to be goodbye.
See you later.
Yeah, exactly. And I wish you guys all the best. Thank you very much for being on the show one more time. Thanks. And good luck to you, Sammy.
Sammy, say goodbye, Tony. Can you say goodbye to Tony? Sorry. He's a little distracted over here with the cool equipment.
You know what? That's what got me into this at first, too. So I understand that completely.
Tony, we want to thank you, too. Thank you for advocating for childhood cancer awareness and for helping us to raise awareness. I know you have more than four listeners, and we love to put it out there, and we love to come talk to you. It's been a great relationship, and we look forward to seeing you and talking to you more in Nebraska City. We'll have to road trip now.
There you go. That's fine by me. That works out great. So thank you very much for being on the show once again. You guys take care. Best of luck to you, and best of luck to Sammy and everything that goes on with you guys.
Thanks,
we're
going to
take a break. When we come back, we will hear from Columbus State Senator Paul Shoemaker. You're listening to Community Sounding Board of News Talk 900 KGSK.